Hello and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Gerhard Roman, member of the board of directors of the Mobi Forum and director of mobile financial services at Nokia. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity-management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
There's been a lot of discussion around mobile wallets, but what are they? Most listeners will think NFC and payments, but mobile wallets are capable of much more. Gerhard is going to fill us in on a white paper with the Mobi Forum released in November that looks at the capabilities of mobile wallets and what deployers need to keep in mind when putting them together.
First of all, good morning, Zach, and thanks for having us here. Mobi Forum is an industry association which is focused on mobile financial services. It is led by the banks and today represents around about 500 million individual retail bank account holders. So that's around about 25 to 30% of all bank accounts held globally. And we have all the key members with us from Bank of America to HSBC, UBS, Deutsche Bank, and. So the idea here is really to share learnings, as the focus is on mobile banking and mobile payments, and also to help the industry, as well as naturally the industry players, to really implement and drive mobile financial services forward.
Okay.
You find more information on mobiforum.org, mobiforum in one word, M-O-B-E-Y forum. Mobiforum provides different types of white papers on different angles in the mobile financial services ecosystem. But the mobile wallet is especially interesting, as the word wallet is so wide. If we're talking about your and my leather wallet, then it's pretty easy. We both know what it is. But if you look at, for example, the terms like a digital wallet, if you look at a mobile purse, a virtual wallet, an electronic wallet, mobile money, and. There are so many different angles to it that we just felt, hey, we need to put a stake in the ground and get a joint common definition so we all know what we're talking about. And that work was done cross-industry, a lot of different players. There were about at least 25 different companies involved in creating this.
And you said there's many different ways people define a mobile wallet. How are you guys defining a mobile wallet?
Straightforward. There's a... We define a mobile wallet as a functionality on a mobile device that can securely interact with digital valuables. So elaborating a bit on that one. That definition allows both a wallet to reside on the phone or in the cloud, so meaning in a remote network or a set of servers, and but what it clearly says, it can only be accessed via the mobile, not only accessed via the mobile device, but it can also be managed and used with it. And one of the key components we see as something which needs to be perceived outside is that the end user is controlling that wallet. It's not someone else. The other part in that definition is that the Mobi Forum believes strongly the concept of a mobile wallet as an open platform. So the wallet should care for multiple capabilities and is not a system which you'd limit to a certain provider's partnership. Think about cash as one means of us, all of us, to transact. We're not limited whom we pay with cash, and the cash can travel pretty freely. And we need to take that same paradigm also for our mobile part. It can't be that we're in a walled garden here. So we would see a wallet to become a standard component also of the mobile phones, which is as prevalent like a like your contacts, your messaging, or your email on your phone. And the third part, area we're looking at is, I briefly touched on, the user. The ultimate decision to really interact and opt in is by the user. It is not somebody else who takes control if I'm in or not. What we see as an open platform, too, is that then on the other side, the branding can be either completely white labeled, because I don't have a brand of on my leather wallet, or we could leave the user to choose which services or brands they want to connect to. And the brands or the services that goes with it could be within the wallet, but not necessarily on top of the wallet. So that's how we got into this definition. Just to recap, we see the wallet as a mobile wallet as a functionality on a mobile device that can securely interact with digital as valuable.
Well, it's good that you guys are starting by, you know, basically defining what the terms are, because I know that can often lead to, having covered financial services in the identity space for some time, I can understand how terms get misused or misconstrued, and what one person means is one thing is another to another thing. So it's helpful that you guys are starting out by defining what the different terms are.
Exactly. And as you said, we're starting off with a definition. What you see here, it is actually the part one of a series of white papers that you will be seeing going forward from the Mobile Forum, which will look at the wallet from different angles. For that, we needed the definition part. But we will also naturally, going forward, extend that and so many angles on the wallet. At this time, we're working on the next edition, which focuses in on control points. Because as an industry, that is a very, very interesting theme, and we see a lot of moves in the market from different players. And as such, just describing where are those, what's the impact, that's the next one you will see.
Okay. When's that one going to be coming out?
We're shooting for first half 2012, okay. So within the next 5 or 6 months. Three areas we see, yes. The mobile wallet. Right. Think about your own leather wallet today, right? So the angles we have is the financial angle, it's the identity, as well as the commerce.
Mm-hmm.
So on the financial side, pretty straightforward, is your mobile bank, and you could look at your account or accounts, check what your balance is. You could do some money send or transfer, pay bills, look at what your stock is doing, look at if you want to buy or sell, and check your history, and do your different payments, debit, credit, prepaid, whatever you're part of. So that's the financial angle. Another one is the identity. So we do see the development going forward that the wallet will help as part of your device to identify yourself to various issuers. You could do it for opening the doors in the most simplistic way, or to do it for governmental activity that you have to do and identify for. It could be a digital signature. It could be for authentication purposes, membership cards, boarding passes, or driver licenses. After financial and identity, the third part is the mobile commerce or m-commerce area that gets a lot of the juices in the industry going. Because commerce, which is actually, payment is part of commerce, but the big thing is what leads you to the payment. So the coupons, the loyalty cards that enable certain interest at the consumer, it could be the tickets that you have bought for transport or for your cinema. It could be mobile advertising, where hopefully that doesn't impact usage too much, or down to the location-based or contextual services that can drive business and, at the end of the day, the financial transaction. The white paper on the mobile wallet that the Mobile Forum has published, actually you can get that on www.mobayforum.org and download it from there. It actually has a really good visual description of what we're just going through. So what are the components of the wallet? What are the capabilities? What's attached to which of these segments? You actually find that on page 7 of the 8-page.
It's interesting that you guys released this white paper on mobile wallets when there's, you know, some rumors going around in the U.S. about Verizon and Google Wallet. Google Wallet, you know, has been out there since September on the Samsung, couple, well, now two Samsung handsets that have only been available on Sprint, but now Verizon is carrying them. But there was rumors that they're not going to release they're not going to have Google offer Google Wallet to their consumers because they have a competing wallet that's going to be coming out hopefully in 2012 called Isis. You know, what do you, you know, Gerhard, do you have a take on this? What do you, you know, is this going to be where we're going to see your carriers going to have their own wallet and not offer anybody else's wallet on there? Or, you know, do you guys, is the Mobi Forum taking a stance on this one way or the other? Can you give me, you know, what do you think about how this is playing out right now?
I think it's probably fair to start off with a 30,000 feet view, like a pilot's view here.
Okay.
Where's the wallet industry at this time? And if you just go back 6 or 7 years, that's actually when mobile phones got the capability to have a wallet. So what we're now seeing is still an early period of that industry developing. So, and there's moves by different vendors. And the wallet theme as such is not new. If you ask all the major banks in the U.S., they have great mobile banking and wallet applications for the accounts of their customers. We're now seeing with the advance of the card industry pushing the contactless payment technology-wise, it's near-field communication, we see a lot of new partners and players coming to the ecosystem. So, for example, you see the various network operators who formed ISIS to come into the play because there are certain complexities with the mobile phone where the operators play an important role and can help on that. We see other players like Google and others coming to market to drive their way and their implementation. So the discussion you mentioned with regards to the two players here, Verizon and Google, I think it's up to their own business discussions. But the Mobile Forum had its members meeting just in end of September, early October, 8 weeks ago, in New York, hosted by one of our members, which is American Express. And as part of that two-day meeting, we had discussion and interaction and presentations by all of those leading players, meaning by ISIS. We had the chief marketing officer there. We had members of the Google Wallet Group presenting. We had American Express present their serve approach. And we had also AT&T, for example, describe what kind of financial services they offer already today. And what becomes clear is that a lot of this industry discussion is currently focused on wallets around NFC and contactless payment,
mm-hmm.
where if I describe that, this just covers one part of what we're looking at as Mobi. This is just the payment at the merchant with a card. So the card, your current card, kind of merges with your phone going forward. But what we see mobile payment and banking in a much wider area where how do you pay somebody over distance? So if I want to send money to you, both nationally or internationally, how do I deal with online payments as part of my mobile phone? What about the whole area of bill payments where my phone beeps and I got my water or electricity bill and I just authenticated? What about microfinance, or could I take an insurance at the airport for my bag right there with my phone? So we see the whole area of a wallet much wider than the current discussion that's happening there. But we hope it ends up, as a result, that there is an open platform for all the different players to interact.
Okay, great. Well, Gerhard, is there anything else you want to mention about what the Mobi Forum is up to? What anything else about mobile wallets? Anything that our listeners might be interested in?
Yeah, I think what's really there's one piece I would like to mention. Mobi Forum is an international organization, and we just now this year have seen a really nice pickup of membership from the U.S. And as part of the session we had in New York, there was a North American roundtable started for the Mobi Forum, which is actually led by Bank of America. There's a lot of other players in there from Canada. There's CIBC, who's a member, as well as other leading players from the banking industry, all focused on the theme of mobile wallets, mobile payment, mobile banking. So we'd be very much interested to further grow that. So if one of your listeners is interested to join there, please let us know.
Okay. Well, Gerhard, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us on this latest edition of the Guardian ID podcast.